Thailand's upheaval is unsettling, but a ministry presses forward. A renewed Muslim jihad threatens Christians in Nigeria, and terror fails to stop the gospel from bringing peace to India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Political turmoil and protest over corruption in the government has led to the sacking of Thailand's prime minister. The ruling against the government coalition throws the country into further uncertainty. AMG International's Paul Jenks.
One of the big problems is that through that rapid growth, some of the businesses have dealt unethically with the tax structure there, and that's some of the reasons for this protest.
The economic ground is costing the poor dearly. Jenks says their staff work in the most remote areas of Thailand. Although they weren't directly impacted by the protest, they will feel the financial pinch soon enough. Is it enough to stop the gospel?
We're still dealing with children who need schooling, who need help. They're ministering in a context where Christians are not appreciated, where discrimination does happen, that the people would pray for Thailand. Our Christian workers there are a fraction of the population, and so the job is huge to proclaim the gospel in that context.
Next, believers in Jos, Nigeria, are asking for your prayers today as Muslim attacks have left over 400 people dead. An email sent to us by an indigenous mission agency described the attacks as a renewed Muslim jihad against believers because Christian shops were looted and pastors were among the dead. Attacks appear to be premeditated. The agency also reported that Muslims snuck into Christian homes, befriended believers with plans to attack them. Please pray for Christians in Nigeria. You're listening to Mission Network News. Evangelist Sammy Tippett has just returned from preaching evangelistic meetings in Punjab, India.
The crowds almost doubled every night. The follow-up from those meetings of people who did respond, they've already baptized 2,600 people because that's a public statement that now I am a Christian, I am a follower of Christ. And so it was really exciting to see the response.
Despite the turmoil in other parts of the country,
we had actually political leaders who were non-Christians who came to our meetings and condoned our meetings and said, this is good, we're glad that you're here. We believe that you have something to offer, and this is going to help our people.
Pray that the movement would continue.
The churches are growing in size, but they're multiplying. And so we need to pray for that to continue. And what they were looking for in these meetings that I held was sort of a momentum builder, you know, with people coming to Christ, and now they want to take it to another level.
Meanwhile, International Mission Board and a partnering Southern Baptist Church are teaming up together to take God's word to the Vinge people of West Africa. Most villagers are illiterate and have no access to the gospel, so mission teams work with translators to tell oral Bible stories. 13 people have come to know Christ through this ministry. IMB and its partner are welcomed by the Vinge chief to minister to his people. Pray that God opens more doors for this partnership. And Christian Resources International is challenging American Christians. They want you to spend time memorizing Scripture instead of using a Bible this holiday season in order to better relate to believers without Bibles. CRI's Fred Palmerton commissions you.
Try to experience what thousands and thousands of people around the world have to do every day, people who are hungry for the Word of God and do not have it in their hands.
CRI hopes this will motivate people to start a Bear Your Bookshelf drive to send Bibles to developing nations.
Bear Your Bookshelf gives people a chance to empathize with the new Christian or the pastor in developing nations that can't get their hands on the Bible.
American statistics provide even further incentive to give.
The average Christian in America has 9 Bibles in their home and looking for another one.
For information on sending your extra Bibles, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.